from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, May 28th. Coming up, parts of eastern Illinois are beginning to hear a brood of cicadas, finally coming above ground after 17 years. We'll learn more from an entomologist in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A state police investigation continues into the fatal shootings of Champaign police officer Chris Oberheim and a suspect, Darian Lafayette. But state police have released security and body cam video of last week's pre-dawn shooting, and a state's attorney's report says a second officer's shooting of Lafayette was justified. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports, and a warning, the story contains brief descriptions of violence.
The body cam videos of officers Jeffrey Creel and Chris Oberheim show them responding to a domestic disturbance call at a North Champaign apartment building. They see Darian Lafayette leaving the building and getting into a parked car. Officer Creel talks to him.
What's up, man? Champaign Police. How are you? Man, I can see him.
Seconds later, Lafayette is out of the car and struggling with Creel, who Oberheim tries to assist. Lafayette breaks free. Champaign County State's Attorney Julia Reitz said he had a gun in his right hand. Several gunshots and cries are heard. State police blocked out this part of the body cam video, but the surveillance video shows gunshot flashes. In her report, Reitz says Lafayette shot both officers, giving Oberheim a fatal head wound. Creel, who was less seriously wounded, shot Lafayette, killing him. Reitz says Creel feared Lafayette would fire again and that he was legally justified in shooting. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth says she's not surprised to see Senate Republican leaders plan to block creation of a commission to investigate the U.S. Capitol attacks on January 6th. Duckworth said on the 21st show, Republicans seemed more willing to support the commission and negotiated a few concessions before former President Trump criticized the idea.
But if they vote as a block and vote no and block it, it's going to be sending a clear message, in my opinion, that Republicans would rather stand with Donald Trump than with the truth, and they would rather defend traitors and lies than defend our democracy and support our Capitol Police officers.
Duckworth says Congress should learn how it can better equip and support the officers she calls heroes. Democrats on the Champaign County Board are expected to override a veto of their new district map at a special meeting tonight at 6:30 p.m. County Board Chairman Kyle Patterson called the meeting after County Executive Darlene Kleppel vetoed the map approved by the County Board last week on a 14-7 party line vote. Kleppel, a Democrat herself, said that Democrats should pay more attention to objections raised to their district map at a county board hearing. But Patterson says those who spoke at the hearing did not represent Champaign County as a whole.
You know, we had somebody from the Farm Bureau, we had somebody from her commission, so I don't think that we at all, you know, rejected the general public's will by any stretch of it, and I think that's just completely a false measurement.
Patterson says the Democrats' map will create two county board districts where people of color are in the majority, but Republicans say it will weaken representation of rural areas on the Champaign County Board. The Vermilion County Health Department is holding vaccination clinics next week for the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. Illinois National Guard personnel will help with the clinics, which are set for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday mornings at the Health Department office on South College Street in Danville. Call the Vermilion County Health Department or visit its website to register. Still to come, we'll learn more about the brood of periodical cicadas emerging from underground after 17 years and why that's just a preview of what's to come. That story from Reginald Hardwick is next on 217 Today.
Hi, this is Chantal Vaca, and I'm the engagement producer for the 21st. And I'm curious, what issues in Illinois matter to you most right now? Join the 21st Text Club and add to our weekly conversation. Just text TALK to 217-803-0730. That's 217-803-0730. Let's keep in touch.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. After feeding underground for 17 years, trillions of cicadas, big insects with big wings, are emerging in far eastern Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and other states. Illinois Newsroom's Reginald Hardwick spoke with Katie Dana, the scientific specialist in entomology at the Illinois Natural History Survey. She says this year's insect invasion is just a warm-up for 2024.
As of about a week ago, the cicadas, the periodical cicadas just started coming out. They're only in about four counties in Illinois. That's Vermilion, Edgar, Clark, and Crawford counties. So we're definitely seeing them around the Danville area. These cicadas are very different from our annual cicadas, the dog day cicadas. So these periodical cicadas are black in color with red eyes, sometimes with some orange markings on them. And when they come out in remarkable numbers. So they're coming out in incredible numbers that, you know, eventually they will litter the street with their carcasses. It's really a sight to see. This is nothing like your typical dog day cicada. And they're quite loud. Each species has a different call. There's the pharaoh cicada, which, you know, sometimes people say sounds like pharaoh, pharaoh. And then there's Cassinii, which the Cassin cicada, which has more of a ticking sound before it calls. So you can hear these two different species pretty clearly right now when you're out in these areas.
This particular brood will probably be more along the Illinois-Indiana border. There are other broods that will be, you know, a larger geographic area.
Right, right. So we have five different broods in Illinois. This brood is primarily in the eastern edge of Illinois, but you know, come 2024, we're going to have two different broods emerging throughout the state. So in northern Illinois and the Chicago region especially, we're going to have brood 13 coming out in 2024. And then also in the southern half of the state, we're going to have some 13-year cicadas emerging, brood 19. So 2024 is going to be a year where you can't really escape the cicada in Illinois. There's going to be these periodical cicadas coming out all over the place.
So if you're west of Vermilion County, you probably won't see this year, but if you do, what should people do?
Right. So if you do see them outside of Vermilion, Edgar, Clark, or Crawford counties, and even if you do see them in those counties, I encourage people to submit records to Cicada Safari, which is an app you can download on your phone. You can also see records that other people have submitted. So if you want to travel to see them, it's a good place to look. Lots of things like to eat these cicadas, especially since they're everywhere. You'll notice squirrels eating them, deer eating them, geese eating them, your dog eating them. The nice thing is that they're not toxic. So, you know, nobody's going to get sick unless they just, you know, eat too many. But the other thing is that they, you know, are providing this, you know, food source for many animals, but they also, once they die, they decompose and kind of, you know, act as a fertilizer. In terms of our crops, the main thing is if you have any young trees and you're in these areas, you should cover them with netting. Spraying is not going to do anything, but covering them with netting is important because when the cicadas are laying eggs, they can do damage to young fruit trees. Beyond that, they're really not very harmful at all.
That's Katie Dana, the scientific specialist in entomology at the Illinois Natural History Survey, talking with Illinois Newsroom's Reginald Hardwick about the billions of cicadas that are now above ground in eastern Illinois and other states. Go to illinoisnewsroom.org to see a picture of the cicadas in Vermilion County and for a link to the Cicada Safari app. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll get more rain today with cloudy skies and temperatures falling into the mid-50s by this afternoon. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Eric Stock, and Reginald Hardwick. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Tuesday. Have a good weekend.